This is Morning Edition. I'm Leah Lerner, reporting WSIU News. Republicans rallied against Illinois House Speaker Emanuel Chris Welch at the GOP State Fair Day yesterday, as another one of his members faces an alleged harassment claim. WBEZ's Mao Iqbal has more.
A former staffer for Democratic State Rep Amy Breel of Ottawa says Breel sexually harassed her and gave her unprescribed Adderall and, as a bonus, marijuana. The ex-staffer went public in a video produced by a Republican consulting group that has worked with Breel's GOP challenger. House Minority Leader Tony McCombie says she has questions for the speaker.
This is not a Illinois House problem. This is not an Illinois Senate problem. This is a Chris Welch problem.
Breel's campaign says the legislative inspector general dismissed the claims as unfounded. Welch did not respond to questions from WBEZ. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
As Governor J.B. Pritzker likens GOP challenger Darren Bailey to President Trump, Bailey is distancing himself from an unpopular president who once endorsed his 2022 gubernatorial run. At the state fair's Republican Day yesterday, Bailey chastised Pritzker for focusing more on Trump than on Illinois.
Trump has nothing to do with me running for governor. There is enough political divide. If I learned anything from 4 years ago, I want to unite people. And in order for that to happen, I've got to work with independents. I've got to work with Democrats. And I know there are a lot of independents and a lot of Democrats that are they're pissed off.
Pritzker's campaign rolled out a billboard truck in downtown Springfield that called Bailey a, quote, Trump lapdog. Giant City State Park will celebrate 100 years as a state park in 2027. One of the ways they plan to celebrate is by sharing stories of the people who've experienced the park. The park is asking people to share their stories for a year-long display at the Visitor Center. Stories should be no more than 100 words and include an original picture. They're looking for funny stories, life events, or just a favorite memory from Giant City. Stories and pictures will be accepted through November. You can submit your story by email or in person at the Giant City Visitor Center. More information is at WSIU.org.